Hey guys, welcome back to Go Live. Today we're going to be talking about the secrets to acing your finals, or really any test for that matter. And it should work, you know, today when you're preparing for midterms or finals, and it should work also when you're in college, and who knows if you have more tests after that, like the MCAT or the LSAT, or to help you with all that school. But yeah, all these tactics should work forever. So anyway, before we dive into it, if you're enjoying this content, do definitely like, subscribe, share it with your friends. We're just trying to put out as much stress as we can for everybody in the world, especially if you're a student. Yeah, today, my co-founder and chief technical technology officer is actually joining me today. Tushar, where are you? Here you are.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good. I mean, it's 1 week away from break. So, yeah, on my mind.
I feel it.
But a lot left to go. And I think that's true for not only our students who are now in college, but also true for students who are still in high school. Boo-hoo. Sorry, guys. Today we're going to talk about the secrets that you and I have learned, not only as, I think, students ourselves in the past, having gone to one of the most rigorous universities in the world, UC Berkeley, right? And having been high school students at some point, which, by the way, I actually found harder in college, in my opinion, because I hadn't really learned how to learn yet, which we'll talk about today, or certainly didn't learn how to take tests yet. We'll talk about everything we learned. And so, but also I think, you know, something that we also both share is that, you know, you've worked with tons of students in the past. I've worked with tons of students in the past. So not only were we past students, but we've been past teachers. And I think we've seen a lot of students struggle literally every year of my life. And I was one of them. I think you were too, if I'm not mistaken, with tests and the pressure. But, you know, I guess tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, I mean, what's your background as a high school student and a test taker?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was very fortunate. I mean, I got, you know, schooling in the Bay Area, you know, Santa Clara, Wilcox High School. And then I went on to UC Berkeley. I was always a terrible test taker, which might come as a surprise to a lot of my peers because I was ranked pretty high up in the high school class. But I always found myself competing a lot harder in the testing arena than my, you know, peers at the top of the rank too, just because there was so much going on inside my head, so much anxiety and pressure. And then I just felt like I wasn't a good test taker. And, you know, I really have just dealt with that for a long time throughout my schooling career.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and second that because surprising to most of my students who like, you know, think that, you know, I was actually a great test taker. I was not. And in college, yes, I, you know, pretty much got all A's practically, minus like a few, and not my fault. But before that, I mean, yeah, in high school and before that, you know, elementary school, even I was bad. I mean, I struggled even in topics that I was good at, right? Like math sometimes, like I would just like, uh-oh, how did I not, you know this? I thought I'd studied already. And it took me a long time, I think, to find the habits, you know, some of them we'll share today. And it's not this quick, you know, snap of the fingers solution. It's more of a process. It took me about, you know, to be honest, it took me about 6 months to really kind of find out. I just had to go find the information like from good test takers, you know, like my valedictorian or, you know, just the world and research and stuff. Like really, how does it actually work? How do you get good at test taking, right? I didn't accept it for, there are just some good test takers and most of us aren't. You know, it's not this innate thing. It's actually a skill. So that's, if there's one thing I want to share before we get into the tips, guys, it's a skill you can learn. And so we'll talk about those, what are those skills, but it's really hard because I think you have to bake them into habit. Did you find that to be true?
Oh, habits are absolutely everything. And if my mom's watching, she's gonna love it because that's all she told me all the time. You just have to build the habit of doing something. And, you know, when you're a high school and you're a teenager, you're very rebellious. You don't feel like you have to listen to anything your parents say and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, later as I, you know, went to Berkeley and got a little bit more, you know, experience with more rigorous tests and different formats of tests, I realized the only thing that was able to, you know, adequately prepare me for all those different types of tests and experiences was building habits that ensured that I knew my stuff you know, gave me the confidence I needed in order to do well on it. And that was what ended up being most successful. And that's what I ended up using for, you know, my 4 years at UC Berkeley.
So what we're about to go through today, guys, is going to be useful, though, right? For next week. I know a lot of you guys have tests next week. You have maybe it's tests next month, right? This will be useful no matter what the timeline. And so I'm going to say we just dive into it. And I think a good segue to get into this is, I think, the word pressure. We all feel it, you know, we all feel it, whether it's the last shot of the game, or sometimes you feel that even for the player, right? And that's not even you. But with test taking, it's a very specific, peculiar, and painful pressure. It's almost like this imminent death moment that's coming for you. And there's no way to get out of it, no matter how you know, how fast you run or where you turn. I think it's important to identify what pressure is, and I think it is just anxiety, right? Anxiety is basically looking ahead and going through this, the hypotheticals of all the things that can go bad. Notably speaking, not doing well or good enough, right, on a test. And I'm going to go ahead and pose the first mental thought that's going to lead us to tip number one. It's a simple question as well. How does one, sorry guys, this fire truck, see, feeling pressure over here too. All kinds of stuff going on. How does one develop confidence then, right? Amidst pressure, how does one develop confidence? And I remember someone said this to me, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, but they were like, confidence is built, you can only get confidence from success. And I was like, huh. As simple as that might sound, right? It's so true. Because if I eventually do well at something, then I start believing in myself, right? That's how self-esteem works. I do it, I see it, I recognize that, I'm conscious I can do it. Well, then I start believing I can do it again, right? And so this leads me to tip number one, which is simulation. And I've been a tutor of all kinds of subjects now for about, roughly speaking, 12, 14 years of my life. I've taught all kinds of stuff, from math, even Spanish, history, AP biology, you name it. And if I found one missing thing from almost all students' study habits and even tutoring method, right, when they help students learn things, right, they usually say, okay, let's go over the concept. Do you understand it? Okay, let's do some practice problems together. Okay, do you understand it? Okay, you got those right? Okay, are you ready to move on? Okay, let's move on. That's two steps, and they miss this third step, and it's called simulation. And what does that mean? Well, if you're going to develop confidence for a test, and you don't take tests to practice, you will never feel successful. You will never feel like you've done it before. So then when you show up in the test room, you'll feel like deer in the headlights. And that's exactly what happens to so many students. They go blank, right? And I'm sure that's happened to all of us, me included. And so one of the biggest things I learned is, okay, if you want to get better at something, you got to do it. And that's not doing practice problems with no pressure. That's not reading your notes. That's not looking over the textbook. No, that's actually either one, making a test yourself and then taking it under time condition, right? Or two, having someone else make that test for you and taking it. But yeah, I mean, that's the first, my first thought or tip. What do you think, Tushar?
Couldn't agree more. Simulation is the best way to understand how the test is formatted. I mean, we're talking so much about the concepts and the material and the problems, and that's one aspect of it, very important. But I think people underestimate the amount of, you know, pressure that gets added because you don't understand what a format of the test is going to look like, or how these problems or concepts are going to be, you know, posed to you in a way that's, you know, meant for an examination. Just getting oriented during test day with just that mindset already drains so much mental energy. And God forbid you can't get it exactly how that's going. That's just a snowball effect that continues to add pressure. And then there goes the second aspect that I just mentioned, which was the knowledge concepts, right out the door. So, you know, even if you're not doing great in just the knowledge section, just being acquainted with the format, how these sorts of problems come up in examination situations, that's already a win. You're already going in.
And the feeling too, right? I mean, taking a test feels different from doing practice problems, right?
Definitely. And so, I mean, the time pressure is so big. I mean, just add a clock and you're already doing a lot better.
That's right. That reminds me, it's a very similar, simple example. I've taught students how to shoot basketball before, but then I put a timer on, I say, okay, hey, you need to make one, right? Before, I have a student who's making, say, 5 or 6 out of 10. Now they're barely getting anything in. It's 0, 0, 0, 0. And it that feeling. So taking simulation exams conditions you, right, in a way that gets you ready for the actual test day environment.
Right.
So add the environment in. And so on that note, right, and I love what you just said a moment ago, right? It's even if you were just to do sim, right, simulation, it's not complete. Because, for instance, and I see a lot of students do this all the time every year, right? They take these SAT so-called boot camp trainings, right? As if SAT is something like the military. It's sad. But they take these boot camp trainings. They take the test over and over and over and over again. We call it drill and kill, right? And the student can't get more than 1350. Student can't get more than 1450. No matter how many times they take the test, they can't. And it leads me to a simple second one, what you just mentioned. Tip number two is just knowledge. I mean, do you know your stuff? And, you know, as much as you might study your notes and you might, you know, go back and read the textbook again, or, you know, maybe even sim a test, right? I found that most people don't actually know what they're talking about. And I think an easy way, this is super random, but I think an easy way to tell whether you know what you're talking about is, can you have a conversation about it? Right? Not just on it, how about it? That means to have hold an intellectual conversation about any topic, whatever it is you're being tested on, whether that's MCB, whether that's, you know, sociology, anthropology, whether that's, you know, some event that happened in AP US history that you read about. Can you have a conversation about it? And it's like, well, the moment I ask that to a student, typically they're like, I don't know, right? Because all they know is what they've read, but they don't, they haven't internalized in a way that actually know what they're talking about. But
a related concept to that is, can you teach somebody else about it? Yeah. Whenever I work with students, you know, they're like, oh, I know this concept. I'm like, okay, can you tell me about it? Can you explain that to me? And typically they can't go more than surface level. If you start asking questions, you know, on a specific aspect that they mentioned, typically it's blank stares. And that's how you know that they don't really understand the material. Teaching someone, best way to do it.
So if you're in a study group, here's a simple sub tip here on knowledge, right? Is try to teach it to your friends, right? Whether that's over video or that's over chat, teach it. See if you can teach it. And if you can hold that conversation longer than a minute, you probably know decently what you're talking about. And I want to warn the procrastinators out there, right? I think there are a lot of us out there, and I used to be one myself, certainly, okay? It was a habit. It was a habit for me to wait until the final couple of days, right? And then just cram. And you know what? I'd say 7, 8 out of 10 times it worked out. And that's why I kept doing it, because I was like, it validated itself. Right. It's like, okay, I got away with it. Okay, I'll roll the dice again next time. But 2 or 3 out of those 10 times, I got burnt, right? And most importantly, that wasn't sustainable. I found out that ultimately I couldn't keep doing that, because one, I was miserable those couple of days prior. That only makes the pressure worse, right? And gives you a higher chance of blanking, because you're literally at that point, knowledge is just, not even knowledge, just content is seeping out of your head at that point.
Right.
But I just, you know, I wouldn't feel good going to test day either. So here's a simple warning. If you want to properly learn or develop knowledge about something, you can't just stack it for the, you know, the last day or two prior to the test, even the week. You got to spread it out, right? And which is why I think a big sub tip here on knowledge, how do you properly gain it? You had to really kind of build out a study schedule or a learning schedule, right? That expands not just 2, 3 days prior to the test day, but habitualize basically pulling it out 1, 2 weeks prior. That's what I used to do as a habit. And that helped me a lot, because it's like, okay, I would go back. First thing I would do is I'd say, okay, what do I know? Just straight up, what do I know out of all the concepts here? What do I know? And what do I not know? And so I was really, really into deliberate practice. I would focus only on the things I didn't know that made me feel uncomfortable. And I would do those things until I felt absolutely comfortable in them, that I learned them. So going to test day, I felt bulletproof. And you can ask me any questions about any content, that was it. And there's a quick book recommendation here. It's called, Talent is Overrated. And this is actually one of those things called deliberate practice, right? It's working deliberately, not just studying to study, but studying deliberately on the things that you know you need to work on. So yeah, that's my final thought on knowledge. Tushar, you have any other thoughts?
That's great. Just one other thing. it's completely fine not to know everything in the first try, right? It's
absolutely.
We're humans and there's so much that you need to understand and learn. It's okay to ask for help. I think so many people take this for granted or feel embarrassed, and that's just not the case, guys. You ask for help, you'll gain respect in your by your friends, you know, have the courage to say you don't know something and really learn it. Everybody's gonna respect you for it and you'll come out better.
That's huge. Huge sign of maturity is actually not doing it on your own. It's actually asking when you don't know. Yeah. And last tip of the day, it's definitely this one most people don't think about, but it's gathering intel. Heading into a test, most of us don't know what's on it. We don't know the format. And even if we do know the format, like let's say it's 20 multiple choice questions in 3 FRQ, we don't really know what's going to be covered or the kinds of questions, right? So what I used to do that helped me a bunch, and I definitely did this during office hours in college, I would spend a couple of minutes and I would just ask my teacher. I would say, hey, what's going to be covered? How many questions are there? What kinds of the questions are there? What do students typically struggle with, right? Is everything going to be covered by the notes, or are there things that are going to be outside of the notes, right? I would just ask so many questions, and see, I just fired those off in like literally what, 15 seconds. Now, granted, if you space it out, it'll take just a couple of minutes, and those couple of minutes give you that intel. You're like a CIA operative, right? You gather all that intel, and now you're much more directed as to what you need to focus on. So this is really important, and there's a cool positive externality from this. You show your teacher that you actually care, right? You allow for yourself to develop a relationship with your teacher so that you can start asking conceptual questions. You're not afraid of your teacher. You see your teacher more so as a teammate in this. So that's a huge, huge part of at least what my habits were. I would always talk to my teacher before tests, especially if they were big.
I mean, the biggest thing is, yeah, they start to care about you. They start to see that you're invested in your own education. Obviously, all the things you mentioned are very true. But in addition to that, I mean, this will help you in later tests. You know, if you're an inquisitive person, I had a professor just my last semester here at Berkeley, and he took almost 4 or 5 hours and he sat with me and explained every single concept we learned throughout the entire semester, because I went and I asked a lot of questions because I wanted to do well on the exam, hadn't done well on the previous one. And because of that reason, he checked in with me, did everything, way more than he needed to do. And he gave me the test, almost exactly everything he said, it was there to a T. And all because I, you know, had the courage to ask him and spend some time with him. So couldn't agree with that tip more.
So to recap today, guys, 3 tips that will make sure you ace your finals or at least do way better than you currently are. 1, you want to sim it. So simulate. Take more tests in preparation for the test, or else you're not going to be adequately prepared, obviously. 2, know your stuff enough that you can teach it in Tushar's own words. And I really like that. And then lastly, guys, formulate a relationship and gather intel from your teacher, right? Really, really benefit from that relationship. And so if there's one final bonus tip, I will say, and this will definitely be for another video, another Go Live podcast, that's for sure, is there's one thing I learned from all the valedictorians I've ever worked with, just literally the best of the best. I asked my valedictorian, and I think it's held true ever since he told me this. I said, hey, how do you do this? Because I just felt like I had to work and my classmates had to work 10 times as hard as, you know, he did. And only to see suboptimal results. And he just said, basically, he didn't say this, but I kind of figured it out. What he was telling me was, I just dedicate myself to learning it. And so the days prior to the test, he didn't have to study. So here's my final bonus tip is, guys, get away from studying and get closer to learning, actually genuinely committing yourself to learning something. Because if you do that, then you won't need to study anymore. And we'll talk about exactly how that works, I think, in a future episode. But Tushar, thank you for your time, man. This was awesome, and I'm sure we'll see you again.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on, Dan. Appreciate it.
Again, guys, like, drop a comment. If you guys have any questions or if you guys need some additional tips, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to help. All right, guys. But otherwise, good luck on all of your finals, and have a great weekend. See you guys later.